Welcome back to Argue With Myself. I'm your host of the speech impediment, Anthony Lucero, and the co-host that looks a lot like me,
John Lucero.
Join us as we talk about what we love most.
Movies.
On today's episode, we're going to talk about some movies that you may not know. This episode's about
Underrated movies.
Okay, so we're gonna give you guys some background information on underrated movies. So, underrated movie is like a movie that no one really talks about,
but they should.
That's basically all it is. That's all the information I have, like any background information, nothing special. Anything you have to add to that, John?
Nah.
Okay, hot. So now we're going to talk about some standout movies that stand out to me and John. Or me, just me, mostly.
No, I think I like most of the stuff you put on here.
Yeah, some movies you haven't seen, though.
Some of them I haven't seen. Most of them I have seen, though, looking at it now, actually. No.
When you get towards the bottom of the list, you haven't seen a lot of them.
Yeah. Hey, go ahead.
So, the first movie we have on here is Crazy Rich Asians. Yeah, I love this movie.
It's a good one.
Okay, they like advertise it as a romantic comedy, and I think it's a lot less of a comedy and more of just a romantic drama.
Like, there's a couple funny parts, but other than those funny parts, it's mostly romance, and to be honest, it's a good blend of everything. The jokes they do crack are pretty funny.
Yeah, Awkwafina is hilarious in it.
Yes, she is.
And this movie is also completely snubbed out at the Oscars for like set design, costume design, hair and makeup. I felt like it could have got nominated for those.
I also agree with you.
Especially that wedding scene. I'm sorry, didn't get them, like, best costume design nominations at all.
Yeah, I cried in that part. I cried multiple times in this movie.
Oh, spoiler word for all the movies, because we're probably going to spoil almost all of them. Towards the end, there's, like, a wedding scene, and that, it gets really emotional.
And then, with the private investigation, too?
Oh, yeah. There was a private investigation. And we find out more about the main character's like dad. And that's also really sad. Like we said, it's like not really like romantic comedy. It's more of like a romantic drama, but it still blends comedy in there.
Yeah, it's a good movie. I enjoy that one a lot.
Yeah. Should we rate them?
Sure. Why not?
1 out of 10. I give this a solid 9.
Yes, I give it a solid 9. Great movie, in my opinion. Definitely one of my favorites.
Same. Okay, next, we have Kingsman. We are biased. We love this movie.
Yeah, we watch this movie constantly.
Yes, we watch it very often. It's one of the best... Actually, in my opinion, it's the best action movie.
I honestly think so, too. I'm not a big fan of action movies, surprisingly. But this one is a great movie. I love this movie.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. And it's, most people don't realize it, but it's a comedy, like an action comedy. And unlike most action movies, you try to like toss in comedy in it, the comedy actually really works really well in this.
Yes, and may I say, Tedra Edgerton did a really good job.
Same. I don't think that's how you say his name, but
I know I butchered it.
He's a really great actor. So we got the fact of this now. The sequel to Kingsman is also really, really good, right, John?
Yes. I love that Elton John is in that movie. And it's ironic that he played Elton John's in the movie because he plays Elton John in one of his other movies.
Yeah, Tego Edgerton was later cast as Elton John in Rocket Man.
Which is actually also kind of an underrated movie, too.
Yeah, but I haven't seen that much of it, so I can't really, we can't really talk about much of it.
Yeah.
Okay, should we move on to the next movie?
Oh, we got to rate it first.
Oh, crap, you're right. 10.
10, yep.
Next, we have Kung Fu Panda 3.
Yeah, this one's going to get a lot of hate. I already know it.
Yeah, we're going to get hate on this one. We love this movie. We think it's the best one in the series. Kung Fu Panda 2 could suck my toe.
Kung Fu Panda 2 is a great movie, but I personally don't really like it.
It's not entertaining at all, in my opinion.
Yeah. There's strong points with that movie, and it's a great movie, but I prefer the third one for some reason way more.
Same. And I like the storyline with the dad, with the dads, and it's just funny.
Oh, yeah. I love both. I love the Goose dad is a lot better in this movie than he was in the past.
Yeah, because he was more of a nothing character.
Not my good pan.
Not my good pan.
Here, use this one's a little ladle.
Yeah, that was hilarious. Mm-hmm. All bellies could be related.
Do what?
All bellies could be twins. Well, how was the line?
Which one?
In the movie where the dad meets Poe, and he's like, all stomachs could be related.
I was like, bellies could be related.
Yeah. That's such a good movie. It does have its, like, issues. Like, it's a little, it does have a tiny bit of a pacing issue. But besides that, it's really good. Yeah, waiting. I say 8 out of 10.
I was also say 8 out of 10.
Okay. This next one, I didn't specify, but this whole series is basically underrated in my opinion. Ice Age.
Yes, I completely agree with you. I haven't seen the big one.
Fifth one sucks.
Okay. All of them are good. Fourth one with the pirates is good. Third one with the dinosaurs are good. The second one with Ellie is also really good. That's probably my favorite one.
I know. As I say, I think out of all the series, I think the second one is the most underrated.
I think so too. It's crazy.
Yeah, that one's... And then it's just really good. I like the whole franchise. I think it's also very entertaining. A lot of people think it was just, like, the whole series is just a cash grab, which it is, but, like, it's a good cash grab.
Oh, yeah.
It's made one of my favorite studios, Blue Skies, who also made another movie we're about to talk about, which is... Oh, wait, let's wait the Ice Age. Should we wait all of them real quick?
Yes.
Okay, Ice Age 1.
7.
7. Ice Age 2.
8.
Ice Age 3.
8.
Ice Age 4.
8.5.
8.5. You ever seen Ice Age 5?
I haven't.
I'll give it a rating.
I have not seen that one.
I give it a 2. It's not entertaining. It's not funny. It's painful to watch, actually, in my opinion.
Dang.
Yeah. Next one is another Blue Skies film, which is the Peanuts movie. I love this movie. It's about Charlie Brown and everyone else, Snoopy and all of them. I love it. It's really good.
Yes, I think it's really good.
There's nothing, in my opinion, there's nothing wrong with this movie at all. I don't see any bad things about it. It's funny, it's entertaining, it looks good. I have no issues with this movie at all.
Yeah.
Should we just wait it then?
Yep.
I give this a 9.5.
I give it an 8. Chill. It's not like I give it a 0, bro. Chill out.
You have a point. Another film I want to talk about real quick that was not on here, but it just popped in my head because we were talking about Blue Skies, the studio, is Robots.
Yeah, Robots is also extremely underrated. I think it's quite good.
I think it's also really good. And then Robin Williams is in it. Ian McGregor's in it. Hayley Bailey's in it.
Who does he play? Ewan McGregor.
He plays the main character.
Oh.
Because I think he does. I could be wrong about that.
So they don't quote me on that one.
Yeah, don't quote me on this. Let's just make that one real quick. I give that an 8 out of 10.
I also give that one an 8.
Ooh, excuse me. The next one is Hercules. This one's not really underrated anymore. Like, if you were to ask someone 5 years ago, if this film was underrated, they'll say yes. But now, it has this huge resurgence recently, I guess you can say. Like, it's getting a Broadway adaptation, and then they just announced that they're going to make a live-action movie of Hercules.
Yeah, and like... Everyone... Go ahead.
No, oh yeah. And then everyone is singing the songs at the choir concert now, like Zero to Hero, and the one that Meg sings, I forget what it's called. You had to go now.
Okay, so I was saying that my thing with Hercules, yeah, it was under at one point. Now it's not, but Hercules is probably my. It's always switching between second and third favorite Disney movie. So I love Hercules.
Yeah, you want to get a tattoo, don't you? Like of like baby Pegasus and
yeah. I want to get a tattoo of my top three favorite Disney movies.
Why would it changes? Like another one comes out eventually.
I still love the movie. I'll still love the movie. Yeah. Yes, I will.
Okay. Next, we have. Oh, do we want to wait that?
Yes, I got. I'll go first.
Go for it.
10 out of 10.
10 out of 10. Next, we have Enchanted. Okay. I like this movie. You know what I'm talking about?
Enchanted. Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
So for all, this one is very underrated for being a Disney movie. If you don't know what Enchanted is, it came out in the late 2000s. It has Amy Adams, and she plays a princess. She plays Gazelle, I think.
Giselle.
And Giselle, thank you. And it's like the first like 10, 15 minutes is animated. It's basically like making a joke on Disney, like old Disney animated movies. And then she comes into the real world in like New York City, and she realizes like everything's not a fairy tale. And it has great music. It's great. It's wonderful. I like it. Amy Adams is great in it.
Yes. I'm surprised they even got Amy Adams for that movie.
I think this was before she was like Amy Adams.
Yeah, before she's the snub and never seen Oscars.
I know. She was like six, seven nominations, I want to say.
Wrong topic. We're not talking about the Oscars.
That's fun. That's fun. That thing. Okay. Next, we have Treasure Planet.
We didn't rate the last movie.
Oops, crap. 9 out of 10.
8.5.
Okay. Next, we have Treasure Planet.
Okay, that movie for me, so I haven't seen it in a long time, but I can definitely admit it is an underrated movie. It looks beautiful. Story's pretty good. I like the characters, and I'm actually excited they're making a live-action version of it.
Correct.
And I'm excited to see what they can do with that. But what I got, I'm going to go ahead and rate it. I'm going to give it a solid 7.
I'll give it a 7, too. It wasn't my the most entertaining movie, but it was good.
Yeah.
Like, from a standpoint.
Oh, and our ratings, 7s aren't bad at all. 6 is not even bad.
But like, 5, like, I want to say 5 is like an average movie, you know?
Yeah.
And then, like, anything below, I want to say, like, 2 or 3, it becomes painful to watch.
Yeah.
And I think, like, 0 is basically, like, there's no point in watching this movie. It's just so bad. Don't do it to yourself. Okay. Now, after we got that out of the way, let's talk about the next movie, which we both love. It is Emperor's New Groove.
Yeah, so that's such a good movie.
Quack, pull with the lever!
That's a good one.
Clunk, it's so good.
One of my favorite Disney characters of all time.
Who, Clunk?
Yes.
Like, I think Yzma's one of the funniest ones.
She's hilarious. That movie's great. I love that movie. And John Goodman, of course, amazing.
I love John Goodman. His voice sounds like butter. Sounds like butter.
You want to go ahead and rate this one?
Yeah, 10 out of 10.
Yeah, a 10 out of 10 for me, too.
Okay. Next, we have Shadow Island. I'm not sure.
I know absolutely nothing about this movie. I know it has Leonardo DiCaprio and
Mark Ruffalo.
Yeah.
Okay. This movie is an acid trip. I mean, if you want a good mystery, then watch this movie. I can't really describe what it's about, but it's really good. It's super underrated. It's like a 9 out of 10 for me. Just give it a shot. Okay, let's move on to the next one. We have Signs.
Signs is a good movie. It's a pretty good, I don't know about horror, thriller.
That's the word for it. Yeah, I like Signs. It's really well thought out. It's really good. The acting's good.
We recently rewatched it too.
Oh, we did. Yeah, it was the summertime. We watched it. We thought it was so much better than we remember it being. The aliens are scary.
They really are. And they look good too.
Yeah. I don't know if people didn't really like the plot twist about how water was the weakness.
Water.
Yeah, water. What did I say?
Waddle.
Oh. Waddle from Gravity Falls is the weakness.
I wish. Okay, continue.
Okay, let's continue. I think it had to be done because they have to have a weakness.
I think so.
They could have set it up a little better.
Yeah.
But, you know. Stuff happened. Okay, shall we rate it?
Yes.
I give this an 8 out of 10.
Yeah, I give this a solid 7.5.
I'll give it a 7.5. There is a pacing issue. Next, we have I, Tonya. I love this movie. John Todd hates it. I love it.
Yeah. I watched it that one time. I don't think I'm ever going to watch it again. That's just me, though.
I think if you can get past the first 20 minutes of the movie, it gets really entertaining. Oh, I, Tonya. So let me describe what the movie's about. It is about the Tonya Harding scandal. It's about Tonya Harding and her scandal with the Winter Olympics. If you don't know what happened, she, quote unquote, paid someone to hurt her competition so she could win.
Don't say your political view on this though.
I'm not gonna give my political view on this. It's a really good movie. Margot Robbie does a great job as Tonya Harding. Alyssa Janney does a great job as her mom. She actually won the Oscar for this movie for Best Supporting Actress for the mom. Sebastian Stan is in this, the guy who plays
Winter Soldier.
The Winter Soldier. He's also really good in this movie.
He surprisingly is. He's the good husband. He's a good husband. He's not a good husband.
Yeah, the character's a crappy husband, but he does a good job in it. If you're looking for like a good drama with an interesting story, then I'll go ahead and watch this movie. I give this a 8.5.
I'll give it an 8.
Next one, District 9. Do you want to talk about this? I know how much you love this movie.
I watched this movie once a couple years ago. I watched the entire movie. Like, that's really hard for me. I didn't skip at all. Sometimes I skip through movies, but this one was just, it's so good. The CGI is great. The acting's great. The plot is great. It's just a great movie overall.
I like this movie too. I just haven't been able to completely finish it. It's a commitment. But I've seen most of it. It's really good.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was not for Best Picture. It lost to Avatar.
No.
Sadly. Not Avatar. I'm stupid.
They'll say Avatar didn't win.
No, it was. It lost to The Hurt Locker. Was that
the Hurt Locker?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's what won. Okay. So, ratings?
Oh, 10 out of 10.
8 out of 10. Next is Jalen's game. We won't talk about this long because I don't want John throwing up on me.
You're right.
This is a thriller. In the last 15 minutes, it becomes body horror. It's really good. I don't want to describe it because I don't want to spoil it at all. You just need to watch it. Just all I would say is don't try to spice up your sex life. It might sound weird, but just go watch the movie and you'll understand.
Yeah, you'll understand why.
Yeah, almost like in the first 10, 15 minutes, you'll understand immediately why. Okay. Ratings?
A good 8.
I'll give this a 8.5. Okay, next we have La Bamba. I spelled on the script I have, I said La Bamba. I just realized that my mistake. Anyway, I know you wrote this movie, so I'll let you talk about it.
Yes. This entire movie is extremely good. Like, the songs are good. The actor did a really good job. The movie is sad, and I love the ending scene. He goes, Richie! Yes, it's amazing. That's all I got about it, though.
I have nothing really to say about this movie because I haven't finished this movie. I've seen like the last 15 minutes of it, and that's it.
How could
so you? I'm going to let you rate this one since I haven't finished it.
Okay, I'm going to give it a 9.
Okay. Next, we have The Cinderella Man. I'm not sure if you know what that is.
I have no idea what that is.
Okay. So, I had to watch this for English in my freshman year. And I think it's Russell Crowe in it. And what it is, it's set during the Great Depression. And Russell Crowe plays a boxer. Like an ex-boxer who is completely poor. He has like he has nothing to do anymore. He can't get a job like everyone else. And so he decides he has to go back into boxing after like a career ending injury. And he has to make his way back up to like all the like championships.
Dang.
And it's set in the 1930s. It's during the Great Depression. I want to say it's based off a true story, and that's why it's called The Cinderella Man, because he has to, like, get back. It's really good. If you have free time, I'll watch it.
When did you watch this? When did you watch this movie?
Freshman year in reading.
Oh, interesting.
I don't even know why we watched it. I know there was a reason why she picked it, but I don't remember why she picked it.
Hmm.
Oh, well, not my problem. Next, we have Now You See Me.
Okay.
This
movie's good for the most part.
Yeah, I like this movie. It's very entertaining. Let's say that it's entertaining. It's a very interesting story.
Yeah, it's good to watch a couple of times. But after that, you already know the twist and everything. So
it's like a good movie that if you want to watch once, or like you watch it once and you watch it again like 2 years later. It's one of those movies, but if you watch this movie over and over again, like we did, it gets old really fast. But you want to rate this movie real quick?
Yeah, sure. I'll give it a 7.
I'll give it a 7. Okay, the next one, The Mist. Before we talk about this, because I already know what we're going to talk about this movie, spoiler alert. Amelie, skip ahead. Please watch this if you haven't. So, should we talk about that ending?
The ending's amazing. It's completely different. That's why I like it so much, because it's so different.
Yes. So, the plot of The Mist is, after a hurricane, a lot of people go into town to get, to get supplies and stuff. And then this huge mist just rolls in out of nowhere. And then in the mist, there's something in the mist. Like a creature. Or creatures. And the whole movie's basically set in this grocery store. And those people are starting cults in the grocery store. People freaking out. In the movie, we follow this man and his son at the grocery store. And at the very end, he escapes with, his son and three other people. And then, they're driving a car to the wherever they can. And the car dies of gas, runs out of gas. And then he has a gun, but he only has four bullets. And so this guy, he shoots his son and the three other people to put them out of the misery, because they don't want to die from the monsters. And then he gets out the car for the monsters to kill him. And the Navy rolls up and saves him. He just murdered all those people for him to be saved.
Calm down, Anthony. Calm down, bro.
It's crazy.
It's crazy good, though.
It is crazy good. And it's based off a novel by Stephen King.
Couldn't tell by the ending. Nah, that's good. He didn't write the ending.
Yeah, he stated that in many interviews, that he wished he wrote that ending. In the original book, he just has an ambiguous ending. It's just like them driving off to the... And then that's when I gas, and I'm just driving. That's what it ends on. And the movie just ends with him shooting his son in the face. He OD'd out with him. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, should we wait for this movie?
Sure.
9 out of 10.
Yeah, I'll also give it a 9 out of 10.
Okay. The next one, me and John just recently watched. We watched a whole movie every day in October. And this one is Hush.
This is surprisingly good.
Yes, this is a really good movie. I think this is the definition of an underrated movie.
Yeah, you hear no one talk about this movie. But this movie, we're on our seats, at the edge of the seats every single time. This movie was so good.
Yeah, we were screaming at the TV. The protagonist is really smart. But she's not too smart. But she's still really smart at what she does and stuff.
Oh, she's deaf.
Oh, yeah, she's deaf. So she can't hear anything. And she's being hunted down by this man in a mask that she doesn't know who he is.
He's just a psychopath.
He's just a psychopath. He has no reason to be hunting her, really. At all. He's just hunting her to hunt her down.
Yeah, he even, in the beginning when she said, you can still run because I haven't seen your face. And just for fun, takes off his mask so now she knows what he looks like.
Yeah. She's, stuck in a two-bedroom house with, one, upstairs has one room, a bathroom, a living room, and a kitchen. That's all the house is.
In the middle of the woods.
In the middle of the woods. So if she wanted to, she could run and she would not make it. And it's a really good movie. It keeps you in your seat the whole time. And there's a point in the film that it tricks you. That something else happens. I won't spoil what happens. Because it really got me. Because I really thought something happened. I don't want to spoil what happens because it really shocked me.
Oh, yeah. I was trying to think of it for some reason.
Yeah. And then when she finally hears her voice, because she said she was deaf from a child. And so she's never heard her voice. And then her inner self starts speaking to her because she realized that she wants to survive. She has to listen to herself. It's really good. 9 out of 10. Hello?
Yeah. Oh, my bad. I also give it a 9 out of 10.
Okay. The next one, the next movie we're going to talk about is Clue, which is the adaptation of the board game.
Oh, Clue. I thought you said Crude. I was like, what the heck is Crude, bro?
No, Clue. I like this movie.
I also think this movie is quite good.
It's a good mystery.
Yeah, I got nothing really to say about this movie. I like how there's multiple endings.
Yes, I like that too. Yeah, there's nothing much to talk about it though.
It's a good movie. I saw it. I'm gonna give it an 8.5.
I'm gonna give it an 8.5 too. Okay, so the last movie before we go on a small break we're going to talk about is Edge of Tomorrow.
Edge of Tomorrow.
Yes. And some people may know this movie as Live, Die, Repeat because it had an awful campaign, a marketing campaign. And the idiots, instead of putting the right name on the poster, they put Live, Die, Repeat instead of Edge of Tomorrow.
I did not know that.
Yeah. That I hope he got fired for that. Because he thought that was a better name for the film instead of Edge of Tomorrow. And someone and so like he didn't even ask the the director if that was a good poster. He asked like a producer, like a main producer on the project. And he was like, yeah, it looks good. I don't know, go for it. And then he released it. And even like so all the posters, most of the posters says Live, Die, Repeat.
That's terrible.
And I think that's the main reason why most people don't know about this movie. And they should, because it's a great action movie. Has Emily Blunt and Tom Cruise in it.
This is definitely was probably my favorite action movie until Kingsman.
I agree.
But this one is just great. Tom Cruise surprisingly did a good job. Emily Blunt, she's good in almost every single movie she's in.
Yeah.
This movie was great. It was surprisingly good. It was just out there. It was so cool. I really like this movie.
It's supposed to be getting a sequel. I don't know when the sequel is coming out.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
I don't know. Who knows? Okay. Should we rate it?
Sure, let's go.
9.5.
I'll also give it a 9.5.
There's just some parts that's a little slow, but that's it. Okay, well, we're going to be on a short break real quick, and once we get back, we'll talk about some more movies. Don't go away. Welcome back to Argue With Myself. Right now, we'll talk about some standout movies for underrated movies. Shall we continue?
Yes, we shall.
Okay, let's talk about the Lego Batman movie.
Yes.
One of the funniest animated movies ever. The best Lego movie in the whole franchise. Great performances by everyone. It's hilarious. I love it.
Yes, that movie, the jokes are so good.
Yeah. Like, it has no right being that good.
Yeah, it's surprisingly good.
Yeah. Yeah, that's all we're going to be talking about. Anyone will really tell you that. Okay. Oh, but it was not nominated for Best Animated Feature at the Oscars.
Yeah, which is bullcrap.
But you know what got nominated in that category instead?
What's up?
The Boss Baby. Don't make that sound like you think The Boss Baby's good.
That's... No, I'm not making this sound like it's good. I'm making it sound like it's crazy why that's nominated.
The Boss Baby is not a good movie. It tries. That's all can we say about it.
Yeah.
Okay. Did we wait the Lego Batman movie yet or not yet?
Not yet.
Okay. I give this a 9.5.
I also give it 9.5.
Okay. Next one is Sausage Party. And the reason why I put this one on the list is because when it first came out, everyone was talking about it. Because, oh my god, a rated R animated film about food talking. holy crap, oh my god. And as soon as this movie came out, people talked about it some more, it died out.
Immediately.
Immediately. And it's really good. It's really funny. Don't watch it in front of your parents.
Yeah, 100% don't watch it in front of your parents. I've watched a little bit of this movie. I think the movie's all right.
You watched the full movie with me.
Did I?
Yeah, at our friend's house. I'm not going to name his name, but...
Oh, okay. See, tells you how underrated the movie is.
You forgot about it. Maybe we should do most forgettable movies next, Michigan. Okay, I give this a 7 out of 10.
I give this a 6.5.
Okay, I understand. Next, the Friday the 13th, the remake.
This one is surprisingly good.
I like this one a lot. It's one of the better horror remakes. Well, there's not many good horror remakes, so it's not saying much. But I like it. John likes it. It's really good. The characters do suck, but that's the whole Friday the 13th franchise.
Yeah, the entire franchise sucks.
The characters suck. The kills are good. I like what they changed in this movie. We just need a good Friday the 13th movie for once. You want to rate it? Do you wanna... I give it a 6 out of 10.
I give it a 6. I think a 6.5 is reasonable.
Mm-hmm. Especially for a remake.
Especially for a horror remake.
Horror remake. You could do a whole video on horror remakes. Okay. Next we have Pitch Perfect 2.
Yeah, this is a good movie. I like this one a lot.
This one's funny. It's very funny. I love this movie. And the reason why I think this movie's more underrated is because I think the third movie brought the franchise down. Because most people now talk about how the third movie is so bad compared to the other ones.
Yeah.
Pitch Perfect 1 and 2 are very funny. The second one takes it up a notch with the comedy and the story. And then the third one just drops the ball.
Yeah, no, I don't like that one at all.
No, they threw that football. That was a bad reference. Let's just rate the movie.
Yes, 8.5.
8.5. Next is a movie that you haven't seen, but I saw. And it's called Spy. It has Melissa McCarthy in it. And I know most people are like, oh, Melissa McCarthy in a comedy movie must not be good. This one's really good. It's really funny. I don't know. I really like this movie. If you're looking for a good comedy, like a good action comedy to watch, put this on. It's like 1.5 hours long. You wouldn't be disappointed. It's really good. I give this like a 7.5. Okay. Let's continue with the next movie, which we both love. It is McFarlane USA.
Yes, that game, that movie is so awesome.
Watch it if you haven't watched it. It's amazing. It's based on a true story. My mom quotes this movie all the time. Wait, go Danny, go.
Oh, yeah.
It's a really good movie. It's a feel-good movie. Has a good message. Really good. 10 out of 10 for me.
Yes, it's also a 10 out of 10 for me.
Okay. The next movie we're going to talk about is Sky High. This movie should not be as good as it is. If you haven't seen Sky High, it's on Disney Plus. You didn't have a childhood, I guess. Go watch it. It's about kids of superheroes go to high school. It sounds really stupid and really dumb, but it's actually really good. And I think Kurt Russell's in it.
He is in it. Kurt Russell is in it.
It is him? Okay, yeah. He plays the dad.
To the main character.
This is a solid 8.5.
Yeah, I think so too. 8.5.
The next movie we're going to talk about is we're going to get a lot of crap for. Is the live-action Cat in the Hat movie. We love this movie. Everyone else hates it. Everyone else thinks it's stupid. It has character issues. The story doesn't make sense. It doesn't stick with Dr. Seuss, like the Dr. Seuss bland and the white. It's all correct. But me and John
love
this movie. It is entertaining. Mike Myers does a great job in it. It is so meta. It's maybe this is why we had a bad childhood.
Maybe. I don't know. I think the movie's hilarious. I love Mike Myers as the Count of Hat. I know there was disputes and stuff with his contract, but he still went out there and performed good. And I think for any Dr. Seuss live action movie, animated voice actor, I think Mike Myers is definitely the number two.
I'm trying to think. I don't know. I like Jim Carrey as the Grinch.
Yeah, he's my number one.
Okay. I just realized Jim Carrey plays two Dr. Seuss characters. He plays the Grinch, and then he played Horton.
Oh, he did play Horton.
He did. Look at that. Okay, what's rating? Do we rate to somebody?
I give it a good 8.
I give it a good 8, too. A solid 8. Next is a movie that I saw. I think John saw parts of it, but I'm not for sure. It's called Saving Mr. Banks.
I saw maybe a minute of this movie.
Okay. I'll talk about it real quick then. Saving Mr. Banks is the movie about the partnership of the woman who wrote Mary Poppins, the book series, and Disney trying to make a movie based off that. If you're a big movie nerd and stuff, you will want to watch this movie. It's a lot of information that's based off the real life events, because she was very strict with the fact that she didn't want Mary Poppins to be animated. She wanted it to be a musical. There was a lot of things she did not want to happen, and it still happened. That's what most of the movie's about in her childhood. So I watched that. It's really good. It's a solid 8.5. Let's move on to the next movie that we have a lot to talk about. And that is Grass.
Oh. This movie is so good, but everybody dislikes the crap
out of it. Everyone clowns on this movie, and it pisses me off. Oh, just to clarify, it's GLASS, not grass. I might have said it wrong. Anyway, this movie is so good. Everyone gives the best performances at that point.
Yeah, I think so.
It's a superhero movie. I don't know. I like this movie. It's really good.
Yeah, the plot twist at the end. Oh, I was like, what?
What? That plot just get me. And you can say, we can really say all the movies in this whole franchise is underrated. Unbreakable and Split.
Split's probably the most popular.
Yeah.
Split is really good. I love Split. James McAvoy did a good job. Both movies.
He should have got an Oscar nomination for Split, just saying.
I honestly think so, too.
Yeah. Anyway, let's rate Grass real quick. I Go give ahead. This a 9. A 9. I give it a 9.
I give it a 9 as well.
Okay. The next movie we have is a movie that you've seen that I've only seen a couple of scenes of, and that is Hacksaw Ridge.
This movie is an extremely good war movie. I did cry in this movie. It's really good. It's Andrew Garfield. Oh, yeah. Andrew Garfield did a really good job in this movie. And that's all I can really say about it. He just did such a good job. He portrayed a good medic in the military and how it was and stuff. But if I gotta rate it, then I gotta give it a 10 out of 10.
Wow, I didn't think you were giving that. Okay, let's talk about, in my opinion, the most underrated movie. Even though it's not my top five, I should have put it there. The most underrated movie ever, I think, is Super 8.
I didn't put my top five either, but I honestly agree with you. It's probably one of the best underrated movies of all time. And it's really, it's a really good movie.
And it,
like, the cast is so good. The acting's amazing. The plot is great. The ending's good. It's just an amazing movie, and it's so underrated. You never hear anybody talk about this movie.
No one talks about it.
Yeah, Paul. Most people probably don't even know what it is. The only reason why we watched it is because our uncle put it on, and he got it from Redbox. Yeah.
But we watched this movie, loved it, thought it was great. The director, his name is slipping my mind right now, but he directed Force Awakens and Rise of Skywalker.
J.J. Abrams,
that's his name. And 10 Crawford Lane, which is another underrated movie. But
yeah.
It's really good. It has no way being this good. It's a monster movie, but it's less of a monster movie and more of a suspense movie, I guess you can say.
Oh, and the set design's great. Nothing but all the props and explosions. Remember the train when it gets derailed?
Yeah. And
it looked real, to be honest.
It did. I think it was.
Like, yeah, I'll tell you, I don't think it was CGI.
I think it was like a miniature train crash that they made to look bigger.
I think that's what it was.
Okay,
that's such a good movie.
And I want to talk about the marketing campaign real quick on this film. Because if you go on YouTube and search up this marketing campaign and watch a video on it, because it's crazy how much detail they put into this marketing campaign. Like they made like a whole organization that goes with this franchise that wasn't even shown in the movie. It's nuts. Anyway, let's continue. Let's rate this movie real quick.
I'm pretty sure it made its money back, but honestly, this movie's just so good.
Yeah. 10 out of 10.
10 out of 10, 100%.
Leo Steer is our next movie.
Leo Steele's a really good movie. Hugh Jackman is so good on the movie.
Sexiest man alive.
God dang right. But like the family, the dad and son relationship's good. Surprisingly, robots boxing is more entertaining than regular boxing.
Well, because there's robots in it.
Maybe. I don't know. I like the relationship between Adam, the robot, and the son.
The CGI is also really good in that movie.
Oh, yeah, 100%. And the final fight scene is really good, too.
Yeah. Well, let's go ahead and rate it. I don't like this movie as much as you do, but it's still a good movie. I give it like a 7 out of 10.
I'm going to give it an 8.5.
Next movie is 127 Hours. This movie messed me up.
Movie's good. Man.
It messed me up. It's crazy. But it's based on a true story. James Franco gives like one of the best performances in his life in this movie.
Yeah.
Just saying, if I was in that situation, it would not have been 137 hours. It would be 2 hours. I would have ripped my own hand off by then.
Oh, yeah. Done.
Yo, screw this. Stop cutting that hand off real fast. I'm not dealing with this. Oh, if you don't understand what we're talking about, the guy, he's like climbing like these mountains or something like that and gets his hand stuck in a boulder. So he's trapped in the mountains for 127 hours until he decides to cut his arm off with like a dull multi-tool knife.
And it's small. It's not even the size of like a finger.
Yeah. Like about the same size as your pinky finger or less. It is crazy. It's traumatic. Oh my God. Yeah, I'll give it an 8 out of 10.
I'll also give it an 8 out of 10.
Next one. I think this is probably the most underrated animated movie. It's become a meme recently. So I'm not sure how underrated it is anymore. And that is Megamind.
Oh, yeah. This is a good movie. It was a big meme.
Yeah, I'm not sure if you can recall it underrated anymore. But I call it underrated still because it's more known for the meme and not for the actual good story. It's like the fun. It's so funny. It's hilarious. It has good fight scenes. I don't know. I like this movie a lot. 7 out of 10.
Also, we'll give it a 7 out of 10.
Okay. Now, that's all main standouts that we have to say. So, we're going to move on to each of our top fives. But we have no, we don't have no bottom fives because this is just all underrated movies for us. So it would make sense to be like, oh, here's the worst underrated movies. That doesn't really make sense. So we're just going to do our top five favorites this time. And so, would you like to start out? Or you like me to start out? Do you want to do 5 and 5 or what?
5 and 5.
Okay. You go first, Seth.
You go first. My honor.
No, you go first. I insist.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
My number 5 is McFarlane, USA.
Oh, I have that one higher. My number 5 is Kingsman. It's probably your number 1. Number 4.
Yeah, they're great movies. Number 4, I got The Cat in the Hat. There's no doubt about that. I'm a supercalifragilistic.
Nope. One movie.
No, that's what he says. He says supercalic something else.
Son of a...
Oh, yeah. Beep!
Hanging I'm not there, saying this is going to be a lawsuit, but I just think you should get prepared.
So I think we have a case here.
I just think we have a case here. Okay. I think we can honestly make a full episode just on that.
That or the
Hamilton. Dr. Seuss adaptations.
Yeah.
There's only 5. Anyway, 4, we have J-Lo's Game.
Gross.
I love this movie. I think it's really good. It's hard to watch the last 15 minutes, though. I was not meant to be prepared for that.
Nope. Number 3, I have Glass.
Number 3, I have I, Tonya. You have nothing much to say. Let's continue.
Yeah. Number 2, I have Kingsman.
Number 2, I have the Peanuts movie.
Not surprised. You watch that movie all the time.
I do. Okay.
Oh, my bad. My number 1, what do you think it is?
You said Kingsman already, right?
Yep.
Is it Super 8? No, you said you didn't have it on your list.
It is Emperor's New Groove.
Are you going to give me a chance to look?
Too bad. You don't need to use your resources.
Screw you. Number 1 is McFarlane, USA.
I'm not surprised. Both of those movies are super good.
Yeah. I'm not sure. The thing with McFarlane is that I know in Texas, at least, where we live, this movie shows a lot. Schools show it a lot. So, I'm still waiting for 2021 to finally put it on Disney Plus on October 29th.
That is so stupid.
Yeah, they're making us wait a whole nother year for it. Like, it's on Disney Plus. You search it up, and it says, coming October 29th, 2021. And they've had that since Disney Plus released. We know this because we try to watch it the first day Disney Plus came out.
Same thing with Sky High.
See, is Sky High on there yet or no?
I don't think so.
Oh. All right. Well, anything else to say?
No. I think underrated movies are good to have because it really appreciates the ones that didn't get a bunch of recognition that
I
deserve.
Oh, wait. I just thought of something.
What?
Cats.
No.
Oh. I love Cats. I stand Cats.
We're ending the stream.
Okay. We save it for another time.
You mean never?
Yeah, I know. Well, that's it for underrated movies. It's always good to have them, like John was saying.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. So, shall we end this?
Yes.
Well, thank you guys for watching our episode of Argue With Myself, episode 2, Underrated Movies. I hope you guys have a good week. Stay safe. Oh, and have a happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Have a nice day. Bye.